Brother Ron Hine of the Thorncliffe, Edmonton congregation will consider the final part on our symposium, Imitate Jesus, Not the Pharisees, Be Refreshing.
Imagine spending a few minutes with Jesus. How do you think you would feel? Refreshed? Well, no doubt. And why? Because Jesus imitates his Father. And the Bible tells us that those that sincerely turn to Jehovah will experience seasons of refreshing. We're going to analyze an interesting gospel account of an interaction between Jesus and a Pharisee that gives us the contrast when it comes to this quality of refreshing, being refreshing. Look at Luke chapter 7. Now in this account, chapter 7 verses 36 to 50, we see an interaction between Jesus and a Pharisee. Jesus is dining with a Pharisee, and as they're dining, a woman comes in, a sinner. And when we look at verse 38, we see what she did. She was weeping. She began to wet his feet with her tears. She wiped them off with the hair of her head. She tenderly kissed his feet and poured perfumed oil on his feet. And then what did Jesus do? Well, with very few words, he refreshed her. He made her feel just as we would imagine that we would feel if we spent a few minutes with Jesus. To understand why Jesus is so refreshing, we need to answer this question. Why did this sinful woman feel so free to approach this perfect man, Jesus? Well, look at Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Perhaps she had heard this invitation. And when we read these verses, it gives us good insight as to why Jesus was refreshing. It says, "Come to me, all you who are toiling and loaded down, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am mild-tempered and lowly in heart, and you will find refreshment for yourselves. For my yoke is kindly and my load is light." So when we read those verses, we note there that Jesus does mention this refreshment that would come from him. But what is there in that verse that tells us something about his mental attitude? Well, he says, "Come to me." He is looking to refresh. And in this example, how did he refresh this woman? Well, there was no miracle. If it was a miracle, we couldn't imitate that, could we? But it was his words. When you go back to Luke chapter 7, verses 48 and 50, the words are recorded there. And just imagine how this woman felt when Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven." And then when he added, "Your faith has saved you." Imagine Jesus saying something like that to us. And from that point forward, she could go on serving Jehovah with a clean conscience. What a touching example of refreshment. Now the contrast. The Pharisees. Imagine spending a couple of minutes with one of them. We probably don't even want to imagine that. That's just not something that we want to do. Well, this account contains a contrast. There is a Pharisee named Simon here. Was he refreshing? No. Why not? Well, how did he view this repentant woman mentioned above? Did he rejoice at her desire to return to Jehovah? Did he offer her any help when at this crucial point in her life she needed it? Well, look at chapter 7 again, verse 39, and here we discern the mental attitude of this Pharisee. So seeing this, the Pharisee who had invited him said to himself, "If this man were really a prophet, Imagine how he'd be thinking that. You know, he's disdaining Jesus there. If this man were really a prophet, he would know who and what kind of woman it is who is touching him, that she is a sinner. His mental attitude. He was looking down on this woman. He was even condemning Jesus for interacting, for offering to help her. Was that refreshing? No. And why did the Pharisee act this way? Well, he was overly righteous. Remember, it said that he was thinking to himself, and when you read that verse, verse 39, and you meditate on what he was saying, you meditate on his tone, you know, he says, if this man was a prophet. So when he says, if this man was a prophet, he's really trying to look at the negative side of things, no question. So these Pharisees, they were always looking for the flaws in others. And that kept people on the defensive. That made it so they could not be refreshing. Can you even imagine a Pharisee offering you commendation? No. Rather than helping those who were weighed down, they just burdened them. They added to the people's burdens. So our conclusion? Well, we do not want to be like one of the Pharisees. We want to be like Jesus Christ. Remember what refreshed this woman? Just his words. Just his words. And there's not very many words there. Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. You know, what fine commendation. Now, when we think of refreshing, and we think of an illustration, what comes to our mind very quickly? Very likely offering someone just a glass of cold water. Isn't that interesting? Just a glass of cold water can be refreshing. It makes the point that just our words can be very refreshing. So one of the ways that we can imitate Jesus' example of being refreshing is by just offering sincere commendation. How would you feel if someone came up to you and said, brother, sister, your faith, your endurance makes you such a good example to follow? And you think, well, that might not do much, but how does commendation affect you? Does it lift you emotionally, mentally? And then when you're lifted emotionally and mentally, does that impact your spiritual well-being? No doubt. But unfortunately, we have a challenge here. One of the traits of imperfect human flesh is, we could say, tunnel vision. As an imperfect human, we may have this tendency to notice weaknesses rather than strengths. So how can we combat that? Well, we do it by imitating Jesus. What did Jesus do in this account? Well, he took note of what the woman was doing then, not what she was doing before. Not that she was a sinner. And he looked for the good in her. That was his mental attitude. That's reflected in those words in Matthew chapter 11 when he says, come to me. Come to me for refreshment. So we can keep our glass of water full, as it were, by thinking positively of those that we interact with. Remember Simon, the Pharisee? Well, he said to himself, his thinking was negative, not positive. So like Jesus, we want to look for good in people. A single parent. Why is she here? What did she have to do to get here? And comment on that. A hard-working father. A loyal youth. An older person. You know, what positive thoughts can you have? And another group. We want to be refreshing to those who have strayed from the fold, but who now desire to return to Jehovah. The brochure we received yesterday no doubt will move many to return. And when they do, how will we receive them? but we say, "Welcome home, son. Good to see you, sister. Good to see you, brother." So we want to be refreshing. We want to be like Jesus, not the Pharisees. So this symposium has reviewed four qualities that we want to imitate. And what a contrast we've drawn between Jesus and the Pharisees. Jesus was reasonable, forgiving, impartial, refreshing, just like his Father. And the environment here this weekend reflects those qualities. That's beautiful, brothers and sisters. That's so Christ-like. So our determination, let's avoid the attitude of the Pharisees, cultivate the same mental attitude that Jesus had, and think of the blessings. We will be pleasing Jehovah, we will feel good about ourselves, and we will be happier as we imitate Jesus.
Thank you, brothers, and all who had a share in conveying that timely instruction.